Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Jen Sabella joins us from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk first about this new bike path. And this goes through Ravenswood and Uptown, right?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, if you are ever commuting from the east side of the city to the west side when you're up north, you know what a traffic nightmare it is. So if you're looking to avoid that and hop on your bike, it's about to get a little bit easier. This new bike path will connect the Lakefront Trail to the North Shore Channel through Uptown. It's called the Winnemac Avenue Neighborhood Greenway, and it'll be about 2.5 miles connecting the two trails. It'll be a bike-friendly route, so it's through a lot of side streets. It's clearly labeled, just a little bit easier than taking those really cramped streets if you're ever on Lawrence or Montrose or even Addison, especially during rush hour. You know how chaotic it can be.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So this will offer a safer route to the trail. So if you're commuting, you know, from the northwest side all the way downtown, you'll have kind of straight path, all in bike lanes.
Yeah, now, much of this is already done, except for about 1 mile, right?
Exactly, yes. So they're finishing it up about 1 mile in between Damon and Broadway through Ravenswood and Uptown is left to go. So it's exciting, and hopefully by, you know, it'll still be warmish out when it's done.
Yeah, it will be for a few more months. The game Rattle apparently is catching on thanks to a Chicago puzzle maker. Fill us in.
Yes, I am so addicted to this game. This actually came to us because of a Block Club reader who visited the office one day and said, "Have you guys ever played Rattle?" And I became completely addicted to it. It is a word transformation ladder game, and it's made by a man named Sandy Weiss, who makes all kinds of puzzles up in Edgewater and actually has a puzzle design studio called the Mystery League. It's been catching on. He kind of just made it one night as like a fun thing to do, and at the time he had about 7,500 people visiting this site, but now I am guessing, especially with us publicizing it and a big gaming YouTuber publicizing it, it's in the millions. And you essentially solve this ladder by matching clues to the words, and it's really fun, and there's a new one every day, just like Wordle. So if you're looking for a new game to get in the rotation, I highly recommend you check it out. It's Rattle, R-A-D-D-L.
All right, look out Wordle. Check it out at blockclubchicago.org. And on the subject of what's going to happen to the Ford City Mall, I was thinking about this the other day. I haven't been by there in a long time. What is there now?
There is not much there. I actually went by it recently. There's a JCPenney. There's some kind of like off-brand stores in there. I think there's still an H&M, but most of it is closed, and they have about 15% of the foot traffic they used to have. There are giant gaping holes in the ceiling with flood water coming in on a rainy day. It's definitely falling apart, and neighbors know that, and they know that it's not long for this world. But they are not thrilled with an alderman's plan to turn it into an industrial site, which would bring a lot more warehouses and truck traffic to the area. I know if you've ever driven down Cicero, just like near Midway Airport, the truck traffic is absolutely wild already. So people are worried about air pollution and just unsafe conditions there. They are calling for a mixed use development, so something that would have some retail and some housing, something similar that was up in Garfield Ridge recently. So we'll see. It sounds like the alderman is dead set on this being an industrial park, but there is no buyer for the site yet. So there is a petition circulating by neighbors to try to convince the alderman to be open to other ideas at the Ford City site, but no closer date yet. If you want to go check it out, it's like a time capsule.
New ideas wanted. Thank you, Jen Sabella. Talk to you again soon.